The following shiur is recorded, edited, and presented to you by Kol HaLashon. We wish you an enjoyable and meaningful time listening.
The conditions needed for one to have in order to rely on him. The third and the fourth conditions that he is powerful and he knows what you need. Shalom. So now that we have clarified for ourselves how essential it is in our lives to build our bitachon, and we have a clarity that bitachon is that feeling of peace of mind, menuchas ha-nefesh, that I'm in the hands of one that could and will care for all my well-being and all my needs. Now we have to make it more practical. So the way I change my mind frame from being just saying a concept, bitochen, 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 and really has nothing to do with the way I behave or the way I think or the way I feel, to converting it to the met, is something that I see this keshe between me and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and I feel it, and every situation I come to, my natural reaction is to relate to it in that fashion. We have to break it into its component parts and make it real. What do I need? Or the other way around, what does Hashem, what conditions does Hashem have to have in order for me to really rely on him and clarify for myself that he does have these conditions? So yesterday we spoke about the first two conditions, unlimited and unconditional care and love for us, which it's part of it is, does Hashem have this? But even more than that, or equal to that, is does anybody else have that? Because if I have a substitute for Hashem, other. But when we clarify for ourselves these points, we see there's no substitute Hashem. There's no being that has unlimited rachmim and avah. The second condition we saw last time was that he's constantly in contact with me. There's never a point of time and day and night that he's not aware of my needs, which is kind of impossible by anybody. That, any physical being cannot have that 24/7 connection with me and awareness of my needs. You know, the famous story that they say about a Rothschild, I don't know if it's true or not. He was so extremely wealthy, but he died because he went to a safe and they accidentally locked him in his safe and they didn't realize he was in there until it was too late. Well, the story is true or not, it doesn't make a difference, but the concept is you can have a person that has everything in the world, but if people are not aware of his present need at this point of time, then nothing in the world will help him. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is always with us. The third thing which we're starting today is that the one who I want to rely on has the power to do everything he wants to do for me. In other words, if you have somebody that really cares about you very much, and maybe you do have such a person that has unlimited care for you, and they want to help you, but very often they just don't have the power to do it. There's somebody more powerful than them. I know very often I need help from somebody, and he says, I can't help you because there's somebody above me. And I'm limited by him. So based on the strength and ability of the person to carry out what he wants to do for you, that is also the level of bitochen. You can have people that really care about you very much, and they're very limited in what they can help you, so you can't really rely on them for many of these things. So this is the third thing that is very necessary for anybody who wants to be talking. And these are three basic things that are necessary. That he cares about you, and he's mashgiach on you, and he has the ability and the power to do everything, and nobody can stop him. We're going to talk about this more later, but I'm just going to throw it in. If you notice, that every time you make a bracha, you're really stressing these three things, the first few words of the bracha. When you're saying, Baruch Atah Hashem, those words you're saying, that I recognize that you have tremendous amount of rachmim, Shem Havaya is the midas of rachmim of HaKadosh Baruch that gives us everything. And Baruch is that
Kol HaLashon.
Everything's emanating from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the first two words that I'm saying, that I recognize the tremendous Ava and Rachamim between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and me, Ata, talking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the second person, we're so close. Elukeinu is the second thing, that he's constantly Mashgiach on us, to the point that the fact that we exist every second is based on continued Hashgach from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So if he's giving us constant energy to live, surely he's being Mashgiach and he's aware of our needs at every second of our life. And then we say Melech HaOlam, which means you're the Almighty, the most powerful. So this is just a beautiful thing, saying anyway 100 brachos a day. And these first three basic conditions that one needs to be v'techa. Like I said, we'll speak more about this later. I'm just already hopping around now. These 3 points we're stressing in every bracha. The fourth thing that is necessary, if you can rely on him, he has to have this, is Yodeya Ezed Vor Mevim Lotelis. He knows what is really good for you. In other words, you have somebody that loves you and cares for you and can give you everything you want. You may be asking all kinds of things that are not good for you. If he doesn't know what's really good for you, then he could be damaging more than helping you. You have somebody that's do anything you want. Let's say a person has diabetes and he loves sweets. And this guy's giving you nonstop sweets till he kills him. So you're getting everything what you wanted, but you're really getting the worst thing possible. And that's in order to really rely on somebody, you have to really feel comfortable. He's not just going to give you everything you ask. He knows what's good for you and what's not good for you. And based on that, he's going to make his decisions whether to give or not. We saw before that Moshe of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, K'gomul alai imoy. It's like the baby that's in his mother's hand. Sometimes he does things to the baby that the baby doesn't understand what he's doing. Holding me this way and diapering me that way. But the mother knows what the baby needs and she does it for him. Same thing over here. So once again, I can have this person who cares for me so much, but I really can't rely on him so much because I don't know if he really will do the best thing for me. Someone told me a marshal about a child whose father was a bus driver, and the child made his father crazy. I want to drive the bus. And the father said, no, I can't give it to you. You know, it's dangerous. Until finally one day the father said, okay. And he puts the child on the driver's seat, and suddenly the child realized where he's sitting. He's totally terrified. Well, the fact that the father till now was saying not to do it was because he realized it wasn't good for him. Yeah, even nowadays we have many parents that just can never say no to their children. It's not coming from love, because love includes the recognition of what is really good for the child and what is not. And sometimes in Chanami it means saying no. So this is the fourth condition, that the one I'm relying on really knows what's good for me. And therefore I can put myself totally in his hands. I can ask him for whatever I want. And I know that he will take care of me in the way that's best for me, not necessarily even what I'm desiring and asking for. But I feel comfortable because I know this person knows what really is right for me. So if you find such a person that has all these four things, then you're a lucky man. But we will see that there's another three more you have to get past. So again, so these are 4 points. And we have to think of ourselves always in both directions. Do we have somebody that can substitute HaKadosh Baruch Hu? And does HaKadosh Baruch Hu have this? The Rachmim of Ava, Boch HaTor Hashem, Hashgocha, Elikenu. Kenu is my God, personally connected to me. Melech HaOlam, he has a power to do it. And he also knows exactly what's good for me. Yeah. Things to think about most of the day that help us bring our world of Bitachon into our lives and making it something real that we live with. Shalom.
The shiur you've listened to was recorded and edited for you by Kol HaLashon. You're invited to continue listening at any time to all the shiurim and drushos in all topics by all the Rabbanim on Kol HaLashon.